Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area, keeping an eye on the latest information on Hurricane Isaias. It is 3 o'clock Eastern, and we have the latest updates. I wanted to start with the satellite here. A couple things to point out, really important, is this storm has had a tough time getting going, mainly because of the dry air coming in. They got some wind shear, and it's just really had a tough time. So the center, you can see right there, kind of exposed. You don't see a lot of large storms right around that center like you would a lot of times. A lot of this heavy convection is well away from the storm, and also in the rain bands already starting to impact South Florida. I did want to share with you some of the wind gusts we're getting from these rain bands, anywhere from 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts and heavy rainfall, tropical rains. So it's something that we need to keep an eye on. This is well away from the center, and the Weather Service Forecast Office of Miami putting out special marine warnings for some of these storms. So that could cause some quick street flooding, that can cause some problems with the wind, and knock down some trees as well. So that's something that we need to keep an eye out in these rain bands well away from the center. The latest forecast, not much has changed in our update. Still about the same as we've had before, this storm approaching the Florida coastline. Some of those impacts, you know, looking at the winds increasing in South Florida tonight and then spreading overnight tonight into tomorrow and also into Monday. You start looking at the tropical storm force winds, and really on the right-hand side, the right front portion of it, extending at about 120 miles. And some of that wind shear limiting some of the winds on the southwest portion of it. But either way, as we look into Sunday morning and look into Monday morning and look into Tuesday morning, you can see the movement slowing down as we make the turn. It's expected to continue this northwest movement and eventually to the north and the northeast. It slows as it tries to make that turn, then accelerates quickly through the Carolinas. So some of the impacts, let's look at some of those. And one of them is, it's always an issue with storm surge. You go back in history, storm surge being one of the largest factors when it comes into fatalities historically. And so we spent a lot of time looking at that. So we have a storm surge watch for portions of the central Florida coast. And some of these areas, you can see 2 to 4 foot. And it's really right around that center where you can see that. Really zooming in to look at it closer, you can see some of these areas. Daytona Beach down to Titusville. It's the barrier islands. It's these low-lying areas, the typical places that can see some of this flooding. You can see that onshore flow. You can start pushing that water into the barrier islands. And also on the backside, remember, some of this is initial with the onshore flow, but even afterwards, you start getting the winds eventually coming out of the west, and that can blow the water a different direction. So you've got to be real careful. Listen to those local officials. They'll be able to tell you exactly what's going on with this storm and the places that that are dangerous. So let's look at that. So that's the storm surge. The other part of this factor is also the rainfall. Looking at the rainfall forecast, a couple things to point out with this. So we expect most areas 2 to 4 inches of rain. Some areas, you can see the yellow here, that's 4 to 6 inches, that could sneak into the area. Remember, we start looking at our cone. You can get a little bit of deviation, little wiggles and wobbles left and right. Some of these higher rainfall values, just with a small jog of this storm inland a little bit, some of these values, this yellow 4 to 6 inches, could make it onshore. And even this area here, 6 to 10 inches, we're forecasting it to remain offshore. But a small movement can push some of that onshore real quick. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at those impacts. It doesn't look like the structure you normally see with a hurricane, but at the same time, still going to be impacts. We're going to keep an eye on it here at the National Hurricane Center and bring you all the updates as we get them.